Welcome to the Project Happy Place podcast. Project Happy Place is an initiative to spark conversations and inspire people to do more of what makes them happy. My guests inspire me and hopefully you to live a purpose-filled life in their happy place. As of the release of this episode in August of 2021, we are currently in a huge transition time and a shift in consciousness and vibration is happening. Curiosity, optimism, creativity, and humor are playing a major part in what's going on around us, as was published by The Power Path. We'll dig into this later in the episode, but if you are experiencing a time of transition yourself, please know that you are not alone. My next guest is the founder of Saitana Reiki, Saitana meaning to be driven by intention. Rebecca was a registered civil engineer with decades of experience when her life got turned upside down after losing her fiance to cardiac arrest. Having worked in and been a business owner in the high-stress industry of engineering consulting and land development along with her fiance, she realized stress played a pivotal role in your energy and emotions. After experiencing the traumatic loss of her fiance, Rebecca turned to Reiki as a way to connect with her higher self and clear emotional and spiritual blockages. That decision has led her on the most incredible journey of self-discovery, deepening her understanding of life, death, purpose, and true inner peace. Welcome to the Project Happy Place podcast, Rebecca.
Hi, Jane. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. I truly appreciate it. I want to kind of get back into the story that I like began to share with others about this moment in your life where you had experienced some really intense grief, and you made a major shift in your life and in your career based upon this. So can you take us back to that moment in time and journey?
Yeah. So it was at the time of Mark's first heart attack, cardiac arrest, I was not at home at the time, and he was on his way home on his bicycle. And I was at the office, of course, on a Saturday, like always. We worked every weekend. We owned a civil engineering and surveying consultancy in San Diego, working primarily in land development and entitlement work. We had 20 employees. Very stressful. So we pretty much worked around the clock to keep that going. So I was working on our server. I probably had about 2 or 3 hours of work that I needed to do. And Mark went ahead home on his bicycle while I stayed behind with the car. And I think he had left for about 10 minutes and I was sitting there working on the server. All of a sudden I hear a man's voice out of nowhere. I was alone in the office and I heard a man's voice very, very clearly say, "You need to go home right now. Mark needs you." And it was shocking to hear. But, and I think if you had told me this was going to happen, I wouldn't believe that I would react so calmly about it, or so like it was normal or something. I was acting like, oh, this is normal, even though nothing like this had ever happened to me before. I just had this knowing that this is this guy is trying to help me and there's something to this. But at the same time, I was arguing with him saying, you know, I have all this work I need to do and I'm going to have to come right back and finish it. Can I just finish it now? And then I'll go home and help Mark with whatever he needs help with.
Well, and, I feel like I need to pause right there because I feel like what you just said is just what happens so many times to most people. And I feel like you might experience that with your clients. It's like you're sitting there, you own this business, you're successful, you have 20 employees, this big responsibility, and you hear this voice out of nowhere that says, you know, you have to go be with your fiance. And many people might experience something like that and decide no, or question or doubt or push back mm-hmm. when the universe is telling you something. So being that this is maybe like your first time experiencing that, so then you hear this, question it, but then what do you decide to do from there?
Oh, yeah, I'm really glad you pointed it. It's the first time I'd experienced it on that level, that clear and unmistakable. So I can understand why some people would ignore, you know, normal messages, but this one was, I mean, there's no way I can mistake this for anything else. But you're right. Most of the time, our messages aren't that clear. And same with me. I feel like somehow my spirit guides just knew they had to be extra clear so that I would really listen. This was really important. But that experience has taught me to be more aware of the messages that aren't as clear that we all get. So I'm really glad you pointed that out. It's so important to listen to our intuition and our messages. We get them all the time. Mm. Yeah. So I did. I listened to the message and I went home. And the whole time, I still, even as clear as it was, I still was questioning it because, you know, I'm thinking, what could Mark possibly need, you know, and why is it that important that I go home right this second? Can, you know, I'm going to have to go right back to the office and finish, because if I don't finish it this weekend, the employees won't have a server to work on Monday morning. So I'm going to have to go back. This is crazy. You know, just thinking how ridiculous it was. And I was also thinking, Mark's going to think this is ridiculous. I'm going to get home and he's going to be like, why are you home? Why didn't you finish working on the server? Go back. So it just felt ridiculous and silly of what I was doing, but I just knew I had to do it. I just had to do it. And I just knew it was important, but I didn't know why. And I listened to it. So I was there, I went home. He wasn't home yet. And I felt really stupid. And I sat there and thought maybe I was losing it a bit. And maybe am I hearing things? Am I going crazy? So then I started checking to see where Mark was. I looked on our security camera live and I saw him coming down the alley. So he's home. He's fine. Everything's fine. He doesn't need me. So then I really started thinking, what am I going to tell Mark when he comes in and explain why I came home? And, you know, just thinking about stupid stuff. And then I looked down at my phone again and I see him on the ground, unconscious. And, I sprung into action. And I feel like in that moment, I kind of left my body. I was on autopilot. I don't even really know how I handled that situation so well, because if you had told me I was going to be going through something like that, I never would have thought I would have been able to handle that.
If you didn't listen to that voice and get home at that exact moment in time,
exactly,
it would have been a much different ending and at that point in time.
Yeah. And that's what the voice, and I will, and that always, I don't, it's not haunts me is not the right word, but it just always, I always think about that part, because I kind of argued with the guy and I said, hey, I can't go home now. Can I go home later? And I remember him saying, it has to be right now. You have to leave right now. And I remember that and thinking, okay, this is serious, or this, I have to leave right now. And then realizing how right he was that I had to leave right now. I mean, I got home, it was maybe 3 or 4 minutes before the cardiac arrest. I mean, I barely got home in time.
Yeah, that's so. Really, I mean, just terrible that you had to obviously go through that, and just really interesting again that that kind of happened and you heard that kind of message come to you so clearly. So as part of your story, I know that Mark did survive that experience. So after you kind of got out of the hospital, what shifted potentially in your life after that? Because I think you had mentioned, you know, a big catalyst to this cardiac arrest was stress induced.
Yeah, it definitely was. I mean, everything else about our lifestyle was, we exercised all the time. I mean, as I mentioned, he rode his bike to work 18 miles. So we exercised a lot. We, you know, don't eat red meat. We eat very healthy, fish, veggies, the whole thing. No, we don't smoke. None of the things that they gave you, the little leaflet when you leave the hospital and they say, this is the way you need to change your lifestyle.
Yeah.
We were already doing those things. So it was like, what do we do? It had to be stress. I know without a doubt that it was stress. And especially now knowing everything that I know now, I no doubt it was stress. And looking back with everything that I know now, to most people, there were signs that I could see in Mark long before, or at least a couple years before the first heart attack, that I now know were telltale signs of energy blockage and, you know, emotional and stress buildup that he needed to have resolved, that, you know, I wish that I would have known a little bit more about what I know now at that time, but, you know, it wasn't meant to be that way. And I, you know, probably wouldn't be where I am now without everything happening the way it did.
I mean, we'll get into kind of what happened with your career after that, but you made mm-hmm. such an interesting point on the energy blockage, because I know that, you know, some people listening are not familiar with Reiki. Can you give them a better sense of what exactly you mean by that?
Yeah. So we have a physical body. Everyone knows we have a physical body, but we also have an etheric and an energetic body and an emotional body. Part of our aura that is actually outside of our, outside is probably not the right word. It's more like our physical body is inside all of these other etheric bodies that we can't see with our eyes. That's where, for example, our emotional body is kind of on the outside of our aura, and we carry those emotions out probably, I don't know, a couple feet out from our physical body. And if we don't express our emotions or the trauma or the stress, if we're not processing that through those bodies and things are getting stuck, there's blockages and blockages and blockages that build up and eventually do manifest into physical symptoms. But even before that, they can manifest into emotional symptoms, mental symptoms. All of that is carried in our etheric bodies. So what Reiki does is, during a Reiki session, I will check for blockages. I'll do a scan of the body, of the entire body, the etheric body. And I'm looking for blockages and looking for areas that need attention. And then I'm using different Reiki energies, depending on what I find, to release those blockages and give energy to those different chakras.
Yeah, and it's pretty incredible. I know, and just briefly, you know, working with you and meeting you, that you have mentioned that clients can tend to go through, you know, the same challenges together. So have you noticed that, and especially in doing your work, like over the past year or so, I would say, like, what have you noticed in people? And I find that so fascinating that people can be kind of going through things at the same point in time, just almost this sense of like connectedness of like a human species, in a sense.
I love that you're pointing this out, because we are one, and it's a hard concept, and it's almost are you sure we're one? We are all one. We're all each other, if that makes sense. So the way what you're going through is almost, it affects the collective. Everything that we're going through and all the energy that we're outputting, it affects the collective energy. So it's so important what energy we're putting out there. But in studying astrology and in studying energy as much as I have, I can see trends in energy, and that energy affects the collective. so much so that I notice it when I have, you know, sessions during 1 week. I'll have every client's coming in with issues with their root chakra. And then the next week it's heart chakra. The next week it's connection with their mental and emotional to their heart. There's blockages between those. It's always a trend that's going on. And I have these healing tracks that people can select. And I ask them just to pick with their intuition, just kind of their first instinct. I have a list of all these different healing tracks, like letting go, connecting with your angels, attract abundance, whatever. I have all these different tracks. And it's so interesting that in a couple days span, everyone will pick the same track every time. And then a few days later, we'll be onto a new track that everybody's picking. So it just opens my eyes so much when I see that, to how one we are. And we're so much more alike than I think a lot of people like to admit or acknowledge. And that's really one of the things that drives me in what I'm doing, because when I'm helping you or anyone else, I'm helping myself. Mm. We're all one.
Yeah.
The more people we help, the more we're helping ourselves.
Well, I know. And I just find that fascinating. And it must, I mean, at this point, it's probably happened to you so many times that you can just kind of laugh about it, that here we go. Mm-hmm. We're on, now everyone's on to the next track. Ironically enough, I mean, I know people have seen articles about how much the pandemic has been making people rethink their life and their career and the job that they may be in. And I've noticed personally in the past week or so, people that I'm working with, they'll email me and say, hey, just want to let you know, I've decided to move on from this location. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm moving to a different company. I'm having a job shift. It's happened like 3 times in the past, you know, a couple of weeks or so, like I said, and that before never happened. I mean, it's,
well, I can tell you what that is, because astrologically we are in a major transformation energy right now. Mm. So I'm not surprised to hear that this energy that we're in currently is a major transformation and a shedding and kind of almost like a cleaning house type of energy, simplifying life, clearing out, almost like spring cleaning your house to clear out for, to help energy move, cleaning your body, cleaning the way you eat. I feel like people are feeling like they want to eat cleaner, and just shedding so much and making major changes. And we're in that energy. We've been in that energy for a couple of weeks, and we will be for probably another month or so, at least the next moon cycle.
Oh, good. Well, buckle in, everyone, because not slowing down. I mean, I am personally in a big transition and just the leaving, you know, like a corporate job. And then I've always had this passion and desire to start my own business. And then finally this year felt like I needed to do that for myself, or else I wouldn't have felt like I had at least check that box in a sense. And I needed to try it. And not every day is easy by any means, especially being in the event business while there's a roller coaster right now with, you know, Delta variant and this and that. And I just at times will think transition period, like just embrace it and be okay with it. And I love to hear that we're going through that as a collective, because
you are not alone. I can't tell you how many of my clients are in major transformation right now, changing careers, changing everything, moving, all of the above.
Yeah.
You're in good company.
If we can just trust that it will all work out. So I do want to just circle back briefly to your story with Mark, because that is what kind of was the catalyst to this big change in your life. So, So Mark had another cardiac arrest, and unfortunately, he did not survive that time, which was kind of the reason why, and I think you had mentioned you were in the process of looking to sell the business anyway. Obviously, you go through some big trauma like this that's stress-induced and reevaluate your life, which I think many people do. So that, it seems, was kind of, you know, the major shift that happened. And can you share what it was like in kind of starting this business and how, and maybe just for people, like I mentioned, that haven't tried Reiki, what are some testimonials that people come back to you and share with you after working with you?
Yeah. So I think I really started realizing after getting so many other messages that were also very strong, similar to the one that I got the day when I saved Mark. And after he passed, the messages were getting a lot stronger, a lot more frequent, and kind of to the point where I really started realizing I need to understand this. I need to figure out what's going on. I obviously have some kind of a connection with the universe in some way, but I don't understand anything about this. I'm a science person. I'm an engineer. So I just started reading books, and some of the books led me to meditation. And, you know, if there's one takeaway anyone listening to this can, and that's really easy for them to do, that could really change their life in a great way, I think meditation would be it. If you can implement a daily meditation practice, which is free, and I say it's easy. It wasn't easy. I'm so right-brained. It was not easy for me at first. It did take me 9 months to build a habit. And I was the kind of person where I had to put it on my calendar so that, okay, if it's in my calendar, then I have to do it, because I lived and died by my calendar at that time. I was a business owner and I was so busy. I had to have it in my calendar, but being on my calendar made me do it. So it was that thing where it was just, okay, it's in my calendar. I have to do this. So I would just sit there and I would do it. And the first few months, I really didn't feel like I was getting anything out of it. And somewhere, I think around probably between 6 to 9 months, I started feeling a lot more. And definitely by around 9 months, I realized this is a habit and I can't live without it. It's like changed my life. So really helped me with stress. So if anyone wants to make an easy change, that would be it. I would recommend anyone and everyone to implement meditation. It helps connect you with your higher self. It helps shut your mind down. You have to shut your mind down. And it doesn't really happen in sleep the way it needs to. It has to be a waking meditation. There's science behind that. I won't get into that. But anyway, I did that. And I took a transcendental meditation course in San Diego. And one of the girls in there I was talking to about, you know, I'm trying to connect with my higher self. I'm trying to have a better channel, a more clear channel with my guides. I know there's this connection and I just want to make it stronger and really understand my purpose. That was the main thing. I just want to understand what was the point of Mark being here and then just dying all of a sudden. What was the point of that? What was his purpose? What's my purpose? Why am I still here? Why didn't I die too? You know, and why did I have to go through that and then still be here? It just, none of it made sense until I started really looking into, you know, the bigger picture and the fact that we're all energy and we don't really die. We just change forms. So the girl that I was talking to when I was explaining that in the meditation class, she said, you've got to try Reiki. You have got to, because it really helps you get connected with your higher self. It clears those channels. So I did, and it absolutely changed my life. The first time I had a Reiki session, I knew this was something that I needed to get into. It helped me more than therapy. It helped me more than anything that I had tried for the grief. It was just astounding to me how strong it was. I know it's not everyone on their first Reiki session will feel it as strong. Sometimes it will take a couple of sessions before you actually physically feel it. But it is still working. But I felt it so strong that the Reiki practitioner told me, you know, that's not common, the way that I was feeling things very detailed. I could tell kind of, I could almost tell her exactly what she was doing energetically and everything. And that's when I realized that wasn't super common and that I had a really strong connection to energy and reading energy and understanding that connection we have with the universe and with energy.
Think it's like you, it's not a small feat to listen to your heart and to follow something that you love, that you have a calling to do, especially when you own a business that's successful, you're financially sound and have 20 employees, like to make that shift, which unfortunately, you know, was triggered by an extremely traumatic experience. But what I think is just so fascinating about you and the work that you do is you really have a gift for it and you love it. And I think there's the quote, like, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life, which
100%.
I feel like is kind of how you're living your life now.
Absolutely. And that is just, I mean, not that I didn't love what I was doing, but it just wasn't my purpose. And I can see that so clearly now. And it's strange that I couldn't see it when I kind of did have signs of it, but it just wasn't that clear. And yeah, this is definitely my purpose. I love what I'm doing. And, you know, people definitely still think I'm crazy because you're right. I had a successful business and I could have just kept that going, but it just didn't make sense when I'm doing this. Well, I guess it kind of started, I was still doing the work. I did sell the business. I knew I wanted to sell the business because I wanted to reduce the stress, but I was still thinking I'm going to work in the business. I'll work for the new owners or something, kind of with reduced hours, just to kind of reduce my stress and get through all this. But then I started, you know, progressing in my Reiki certifications and training and doing sessions on people. And I started doing it on the side. And the feedback that I was getting was so great. I realized I'm really helping people and it just feels, this feels right. This feels like what I'm supposed to be doing. So gradually I just said, you know what, I'm done. My heart's just not in this anymore. It was to the point where I realized I was making myself do the engineering work and it felt like a chore. It felt it felt awful. It just felt awful. I couldn't even stomach it at a certain point. I just was thinking, I hate this. I don't want to do this anymore. Why am I doing this? Why? But then I would kind of argue with myself and, you know, I'm making good money. This just makes sense on paper. This makes sense. I need to keep doing engineering. I have to do this. How would I even start a Reiki business and where would I get clients? And, you know, I would have to completely change my whole marketing model to this different industry. And I already know engineering. I know that business so well. So it just didn't make sense. So I kept kind of arguing with myself over it to the point where finally it was just so painful to make myself, even answering an email was painful. I mean, it was to the point where I would get sick when I would see certain people calling that were, you know, for projects and things. And it was just, why am I doing this to myself? And I started thinking, I'm going to end up like Mark. I can't keep doing this. I can't keep doing this. So I said, I'm done. And I am going to go all in on this Reiki thing and see what happens. I don't know where I'm going to find clients, but if this is what I'm meant to do, it will work out. It will just work out.
Yeah. I know. And that's like so incredible to me. I feel like for me, this analogy of like, you're letting your heart be your guide versus your head, because I think the looking good on paper, maybe what your parents would be proud of, other people's expectations of you, a lot of that stuff looks good on paper, is what your head wants you to do, but what does your heart want you to do? And there's something so comforting about that, you know, mentality, I feel, is that that really, like, it's the lifeblood of your existence, really. And if you can do stuff that makes your heart happy, then I feel like you'll just kind of be a better person on this planet. And in working with you, I can tell that, you know, you love what you do. You offer a number of different services to clients. So I feel like people can schedule time with you. Your website is really easy to book appointments on. There's a number of different services that you offer, like I said. And then I know that you've started to offer some free events for people as well. So as we kind of wrap things up, where do you see your business going in the next few years?
Well, you know, I can tell you, just touching on what you just kind of summarized, just for anyone listening out there, if you're doing what's in alignment with you, what makes you feel good, what makes your body feel good, you're going to be successful. The universe will take care of you. And so many people, I feel, get caught up in, I have to survive, trying to survive, and, you know, trying to worry about the future and all of that. But the fact is, we're all going to die. So we don't need to worry about surviving, because we're already going to die. It's just, you know what I'm saying? So it's what we really need to be worrying about. I shouldn't even say worry, but we need to be consumed with is living for ourselves, putting ourselves first. What makes us happy? What brings us joy? What makes us feel fulfilled and in alignment with our purpose? And you can feel that. Anyone can feel that in their body and in their heart. You can feel that. So as long as you're following your heart, the universe will take care of you. You just have to take that leap of faith. But what my plans are, so I moved from San Diego back to my hometown in Mobile, Alabama. I haven't been here in 25 years. I felt called to do it. So here I am. Mark and I were kind of planning to semi-retire here. So we'd already bought a commercial property. And I feel like that commercial property was meant for me to put a Reiki business in. I don't even think we knew what we were going to do with the commercial property when we bought it. and now what I'm doing, I have some contractors there right now, renovating it for a Reiki practice, but, more so I want it to be like a healing and wellness center, where, I feel like the South needs something like this. They're not, in general, Southerners are not as open to Eastern medicine and this type of spiritual practice. But so I feel like it's needed. And I feel like there is a need for it. People are kind of seeking it out, but it's just not here. So I would like to blend kind of the Western and the Eastern medicine to make it a little bit more approachable to people who might be a little apprehensive. I'd like to find maybe like a nurse practitioner or something to come in and use one of the office spaces in my building to have kind of that aspect of it. And then I'd like to bring in maybe an acupuncturist and then a couple of other Reiki masters eventually to the space and try to heal as many people as possible. And when I say heal, I just mean releasing blockages, getting people more in touch with their higher self. And I guess my ultimate goal outside of business is shifting everyone away from the lower vibrational energies, which is fear, hate, you know, all of those low vibrations that they're so pervasive right now. But yeah. What's even more spreading is the higher vibration. Love is the highest vibration, unconditional love, compassion. Those can spread even more so than those low vibrations, but it's just a matter of getting people on those higher vibrations. So I feel like I'm doing my part if I can get all of my clients on higher vibrations to where that becomes infectious and they're spreading their higher vibrations around and, you know, changing the collective mindset and bringing everyone up on a higher vibration.
Well, that sounds like a perfect purpose to me. And I love that you have this vision of your wellness center, because I believe that people are shifting, like you said, from Western to Eastern medicine practices when possible. I think a big thing for people too is more preventative. Like, why do we need to let it get to the point where we're sitting sick in a hospital bed versus more preventative care? And these are all just different tools, yeah, that people can have like in their toolbox. So I know, like, yeah. I said, I've participated in the Reiki sessions with you virtually, and it's fantastic. I think a huge key to this is really being open to it. So I know that that's a way that people can reach and work with you, which I think is just fantastic. And thank you so much for sharing your story and for the work that you do. Like I said, I know it really helps people live just a more pleasant, balanced life. And like, this podcast is, you know, the whole purpose is to be in our happy place. So thank you for all the work that you do.
I love your purpose. I love your podcast.
Well, thank you again for joining. And for people listening, if you can rate and subscribe the podcast, then you get notified when new episodes are released. And I look forward to having you join us back here next time. Thank you.